Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I am your host, Shannon Yvette, and I am so excited as always to connect with you heart to heart, soul to soul, and to really evolve on this wholeness and worthiness journey. And so our show topic today is from mediocre to miraculous. And the quote is, all good is hard, all evil is easy. Dying, losing, cheating, and mediocrity is easy. Stay away from easy. Whoa, that is tough, right? That's a strong word. All good is hard. And so our parents, you know, we had these cliches, the easy road, why take the easy road? You know, we know about the road less traveled. We know about the wide gate and the narrow road. We've been taught this our whole lives. We can even look at society and see a very small percentage of people who really use their gifts and their unique calling to go into that realm of being chosen, because they've given their yes and they've decided that no, it won't be easy, but it will be worth it. It is never easy to stand in the wholeness and truth and authenticity that your soul creates through your gifts, through your calling, through your unique vision. It's never easy to go against sometimes what society and others expect of you to live your truth. It's never easy to birth vision, to create something different, innovative, to even sometimes express your own voice. There are certain things that come in this world to intimidate us, to silence us, to put us in the corner, to try to make us forget who we are. And so to stand in the wholeness of your life and to still be here saying, no, I deserve and have a right to exist, and to go from this mediocre way of living, of accepting, of diminishing, of excusing, of agonizing over things that I have the power myself to change. I think one of the first steps from going from mediocre to miraculous is recognizing the power we have to change, because a mediocre person is always going to fall into the vibration of the wide path, right? And part of this wide path that we are in is blame. And there's a lack of responsibility. But when you start to look around at your life and you start to say, okay, what belief system created this reality? And what are the habits that I've been in that have created this? We start to get a clearer picture and a clearer view of what that one subtle shift is. And that subtle shift is taking ownership over our lives. And so I am a great aunt now. I don't mean a great aunt. I have been a great aunt, but I am a great aunt. My niece, my 30-year-old niece, has just had a baby, and I'm madly in love with them. I mean, it's bad. Like, it's so bad that sometimes I sit and I scroll through my phone and I look at videos that I've made of him when he's at my house and I'm babysitting him. He is just like, oh, I'm gone. And she knows that I'm gone. Like, she knows that she can text me at any time and say, hey, auntie. And I'm like, yes, yes, drop him off. Yes, I'll watch him. So I'm gone. You know, I raised three kings and my boys they're older, and to have a new, fresh, amazing little baby in the house, I'm just excited. So when I look at him, I see the miracle of life. And I think when babies are born, we look at them like that. We see miracles. We see God's glory. And then as life goes on, we fix them. We domesticate them. We put our rules on them. We put our religious restraints on them. We put them under all of these conditionings of right or wrong. And when we don't even know if what we're coming from is something that is right or wrong for our lives, maybe we need to unlearn some of the things that have kept us in the vibration of mediocrity and allow these souls that are coming into the world, like my new little great nephew, to explore and live with a level of freedom where, yes, we teach them right from wrong. Yes, we train them up in the ways of goodness and wholeness and godliness. And yet we allow them to explore the adventure of their own path and their own calling, because that immediately takes somebody from mediocre to miraculous. And so when children are born, you know, we just see all the possibilities in the world. This baby can be anything. This child can grow up to heal the world, to run, you know, to be the next president. And then, You know, when you start to get a little older and you start to look at the statistics, you know, the average American is 20 pounds overweight, $100,000 or more in debt, a little bit depressed, a little bit dissatisfied with work, a little bit unhappy in certain relationships, does not have a solid community of friendships. With the increasing rate of addiction and anxiety and trauma and some of the mental illnesses that we are actually owning now, and again, Jesus and therapy, that's why I believe in both, we are in a need of a reawakening. We forgot about ourselves. And one of the questions that you can ask yourself, which is a really scary question, is, are you maximizing the potential in every area of your life and really creating the life that you want? Or are you settling? And my definition of settling is a lie that we tell ourselves. Oh, and we're good at it. Oh my goodness. We are so good at convincing ourselves that no, this is okay. I mean, I need to stay here because this is where I get my paycheck, and I've already put it in this many years. And oh, well, he didn't mean it. He just had a bad day. Oh, he'll get better when this. Oh, she really didn't. You know, we are masters of denial. We are masters of disguise. We are masters at crafting and creating excuses to keep us in the vibration and the temperature of mediocrity. It takes so much courage to be the breakout person in your family, to break the energetic frequency, to cleanse that bloodline of mediocrity and poverty or whatever it may be, but to be the first, to be the breakout, to say, no, you know, as for me in my house, it's going to look a little different, right? And so when you're that person who looks around at your life and you say, wait a minute, am I really living up to my full potential, or have I gone into that sunken place, right, where I've gotten so caught up in the delusion and the illusion of this world and what I've been sold, I'm in this matrix, that I forgot that I had the power to say, wait a minute, I don't want this. I want to create this. I don't have to sit around and look at somebody else's body. I could get up and work out if I want to every day. I don't have to sit around and look at, oh, look at their house. They have this, they have that wealth. I can say, God, give me ideas and witty inventions. You give me the power to get wealth. I'm a co-heir. I'm a co-creator. We forget who we are, and then we justify who we're not. We justify who we're not, and we use some of our best excuses and our best energy defending our weakness instead of igniting our strength. It takes a lot of energy to defend our weakness. We got to have our excuses ready. We got to have our stories. We got to have that chip on our shoulder. And there was a time even in our community where there was a lot of, reawakening to the love of who we are as a people. And there was a lot of queen talk and king talk, and I'm a queen and I'm a king, and us recognizing the DNA and who we are speaking, like that spiritual DNA was speaking. But then on the flip side, there was a lot of blame, there was a lot of anger, there was a lot of, they and this, they're out to get us, and a lot of powerlessness. And what really came to me is, you can't have the chip on your shoulder and the crown on your head. You want the chip or you want the crown? You have to choose, right? You want mediocrity or you want the miraculous? So when I take the chip off my shoulder and I put the crown on my head and I remember who I am, I really get to learn that this is my journey and I get to co-create it with God. I get to unlock the fullness of my destiny the minute I say yes to the miraculous and start breaking covenants and vows that I've made with being mediocre. And we've all done it. One of my favorite quotes is by Dr. David Hawkins, and he wrote the book Power Versus Force. And he says, you know, healing always involves facing truths that we'd rather not face and accepting the responsibility that we'd rather not accept. Let's call this what it is. You know what this is? This is laziness. Yikes. You know what I mean? I'm just lazy. Just being lazy. I'm just being slothful. I'm just engaging one of the seven deadly